everybody. Welcome to a offshoot of our What the Hell segments.
These are fun.
I've read some of these before, so I can't wait to talk about them because you always wonder, like, what is the ideology of this shit?
I mean, the government doesn't even know how many laws they have on the books. So I wanted to talk today about a couple of handfuls of federal crimes that are just bizarre. And so hopefully this will delight and entertain. It's kind of a version of our What the Hell episodes where we talk about weird shit in the criminal justice system. There are estimated to be 4,000 federal criminal laws, but the specific number is kind of a mystery. Like, I haven't found anybody that actually tells you how many there are. Mm-hmm. But with that said, some of these laws are woefully outdated, bewildering, and make you say, what the hell? So I'm going to talk about a bunch of them today. And the first one, the one I would like to begin with, is that 18 U.S.C. 1821, that is the number of this federal crime, makes it a crime for non-dentists who make false teeth to ship their product out of state. So this jaw-dropping, quote-unquote, law was enacted decades ago, but doesn't have much teeth to it. And you know what the sentence, you know what the maximum sentence is?
What?
Guess. Give me a number. How long do you think we go to jail for this? So if I make some false teeth and I ship them to your brother.
It's the out of state. Okay, out of state, not out of country. Okay.
She wants to be accurate.
Well, you know, sometimes,
which
like
is cute.
You know,
I think
federal
it's cute
things
that she's
might
taking
be more
it seriously.
Okay, so. All right, so out of state. I'm going to say that the longest someone can go to, I'm going to say 10 years.
Okay, it's 1 year in jail okay. is the maximum sentence. I definitely love how serious that yeah. was. It's like, okay,
well, I feel like everyone goes to jail for a long time except for rapists. Like, rapists can like rape everyone and they're in jail for like 3 months. Yet you can sell false teeth that you didn't make
and
or
go
that
for
you
a year.
And go for like 6 years.
It's only 1 year.
It ends up being six.
Well, you know they're going to reoffend.
They're going to sell more teeth.
There. All right. Well, the second one I'd like to share is that using 18 U.S.C. 711 and 18 U.S.C. 711A. I give you the numbers so in case you wanted to look them
up. I love that. Yeah.
People need to look these up. I could be full of shit. So these make it illegal to use Smokey Bear, Woodsy Owl, or their slogans, which are only you can create forest fires and give a hoot, don't pollute, if you remember those.
Yeah.
It's illegal to use their likenesses or these sayings for commercial purposes or for profit without government permission. I just want you to know that if you were going to put that on your business cards for your private practice.
Yeah, we'd be ripping off Smokey the Bear.
So we can't use those things or we will go to prison for 6 months.
Okay.
18 U.S.C. 1657 makes consulting, corresponding, or providing a pirate with provisions a felony offense.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're permitting someone to commit piracy, I mean, I guess that would make sense.
It's a pirate. And then there's a picture of Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean.
You're being literal in this. Yeah. Oh my God.
3 years in prison. Also, 40 U.S.C. 6133 makes it a federal crime to climb a tree at the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, people did storm the Capitol.
You can't climb the trees.
So you should have known because you cannot climb the trees at the Supreme Court.
It is unlawful to step, climb on, remove, or in any way injure any statue, seat, wall, fountain, or other erection. Excuse me.
Erection?
Or this is what the law says. Or architectural feature or any tree, shrub, plant, or turf in the Supreme Court building or grounds. So that helps us with last week when we were doing our what the hell and understanding the storming the Capitol business that like all of that's illegal.
I just can't.
According to 18 U.S.C.
I keep hearing USC.
I know.
Yeah.
336 is issuing a check, note, or token for less than a dollar can cost you your freedom. 6 months in the slammer.
My God.
Yeah. So writing that check that I get, like a reimbursement from such and such company or AT&T or whatever the hell, when they wrote me those checks for 46 cents or something, you know, and that's your reimbursement, actually a federal crime.
Wow.
Just want you to know that.
Thank you for that.
40 USC 8103B4 makes it a federal crime to injure a government-owned lamp. 6 months behind bars.
Wait, go back. What? Say that again.
Makes it a federal crime to injure a government-owned lamp.
So, oh my God. Okay.
Federal property.
I understand. I'm just trying to think of an example. So like a lamppost, like if you were to throw a stone at it.
You work in the White House.
What if you knock a lamp over by accident?
And you got a fucking lamp.
Like, oh, fuck, I got to cover this up or I'm going to prison. That is so random.
I know.
Did people go around like slamming lamps in the White House? Is this how this became a crime?
Well, I'm imagining that like you and I share an office and something happens. We get into a fist fight. You're throwing shit at me. And now you're going to prison. You're going to 6 months because you property damage inside the government building.
Okay. Property damage, I understand, but specifically to lamps. Like, well, I'm wondering if they had someone in there, like in our What the Hell, the guy that loved humping objects, like they had to make like someone in there was smashing lamps.
Someone was smashing lamps. I imagine the actual statute or law or whatever is probably written out, and it's probably got a lot of things. Like if you're throwing, you know, the tables and the chairs and the breaking windows and shit, you're going to jail for that as well. But you know, if you just break a lamp, you're also going to jail if someone decides to prosecute you for it. All right, I think this is number 7 of what I've talked about. 36 CRF 2.20 prohibits. You like the numbers?
Yeah, so prohibits.
I know. In case you want to look it up, y'all. Prohibits roller skates, skateboards, and coasting vehicles in a national park unless there is a specifically designated area where you're allowed to let the good times roll. 6 months in jail.
For wearing roller skates where you shouldn't.
In a national park.
Do they think they're going to like run people over or tear up the concrete?
Skating, skateboards, and similar devices. So like all of those little motorized vehicles, you know, all the little things too that people ride, Segways and all that are probably illegal as well. I imagine they don't want you mucking up the joint. You know what I think? You know where I think it came from?
Where'd it come from? I wouldn't hear this.
Where kids or whoever were skateboarding or roller skating and then they fucking tore up all the grass or something. And it's a national park.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like tearing up the grounds.
Yeah, exactly. I know you were going to go skateboarding.
In a national park?
In the national parks.
You wanted to tell me.
I wanted to let you know that you could end up in jail because I don't want that for you.
Okay.
Number 8, mislabeling turkey ham.
Oh, God.
9 CFR 381.171D strictly prohibits labeling the words turkey or ham in different sizes, fonts, and color on a turkey ham. 1 year in jail, Kathy.
Again, I love to imagine the etiology of someone went to the store. Because we've now done so many episodes on What the Hell that we've seen the people who get very angry at some of these mistakes. And I wonder, like, did someone go to buy a turkey for Thanksgiving?
Right.
Or let's say they bought a ham for Easter or something.
Sure.
And they go to cook it and it's a turkey.
Yeah.
And they don't eat turkey.
Right.
Because for whatever reason, poultry is...
Hams are good. Turkeys are bad.
Poultry, whatever. No pun intended, is foul.
Yeah.
And so they just lose their mind and they sue.
I think she actually did intend that pun. I don't know, man.
How, like, all we I know have... I'm going to say this.
Yeah. Oh.
We have so many laws that are missing, that are important, that we need to be talking about. Yet we have this.
Yes, but we're talking about this. All I know is that the turkey ham thing is a B, C, D, E, and F sections of this actual law.
I can't.
A, turkey ham shall be fabricated from boneless turkey thigh meat with skin and the surface fat. Like they in A, they have to tell you what a turkey ham is. In B, the product may or may not be smoked and shall be there's a massive paragraph about what it is, and there are subchapters written into it. Like the product may contain blah 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 blah, blah subchapter 45, like and what it, common salt, sugar, spices, like they laid out what it's supposed to be. C, the cooked finished product weight shall be no more than blah blah blah. D, the product name on the label shall show the word turkey in the same size, font, color, and with the same background as the word. Like what I think happened.
Oh my God.
People selling turkeys and people selling hams wherever this happened were like in competition, and they needed the turkey ham debate to be of equal measure. They needed to know that their turkeys were going to get just as much.
Don't you call my turkey a ham.
Yeah.
Or my ham a turkey.
No, no. Very different, and also need to be very equally publicized. The font had to be the same and everything. All right, that's enough turkey ham. But I'm just saying, like, these laws have subsections and codes and A through F and all this. So, number nine. Issuing a false weather report. Well, like, all of California weather people are going to jail because today's forecast is can land you in 90 days of jail. 18 USC 2074 makes knowingly giving a false weather report a federal crime. You get 3 months in jail.
How is that possible? The weather changes every 5 seconds. Yesterday it said it wasn't going to rain on Monday.
I know.
It was going to rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then I looked this morning. It's not raining on Monday or Friday, just on Saturday, not Sunday.
Yeah, I permanently have an umbrella.
Do I need to then contact
yes.
Google's weather app and say yes. You're all fucking going to jail?
Yes.
How do you even calculate? How do you catch someone in that?
I think the key word in this is knowingly. It's about intent, right?
You told me it was going to snow,
and
Shannon.
And you meant to mislead me. You told me the surf was going to be good, and you meant to make me miserable.
I can't.
3 months in jail, though. So if you ever investigate and find out that your local weather person has knowingly told you that it was going to rain on Monday...
Well, I do, but we all get pissed off at the weather person. Like, they fucking said it was going to rain on
Listen,
Monday.
California, you never know what the fuck is happening. Like, I keep an umbrella and a jacket in my car because it's never right.
No.
The weather is never right. We've been having a lot of rain this season, and you just never know when it's going to happen because they'll be like, oh, tornado warning. I mean, you know, what the fuck are they doing? Tornado warning in California. But anyway,
What are they doing? You're all going to jail.
Fucking
you're all going to jail.
But I never know. Like, oh, it's going to rain all week this week, and then it's gorgeous, and you're like, okay, great. Now I'm in my weather slippers. I'm in my rain moccasins,
and it's 85 degrees.
And it's
outside.
85 degrees.
Where's the hurricane?
Fucking lame. All right, number 10. Importing African rats without permission, unless Kathy. They are boiled, salted, or stuffed.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Like, as a delicacy? But don't send them live.
No, not live. You can cook them. You can boil them, salt, or stuff them.
Oh God. That's disgusting.
But wait, 42 CFR, 71.56A3.
And just African rats?
And CFR 1240.63. Make it illegal, and I'm not making these numbers up, y'all. make it illegal to bring African rats into the United States without permission from the CDC unless they are fully taxidermied or properly processed, and you can get 1 year in jail. You know that's disease or something. That's from like being afraid of diseases. I mean, that's what I read into that. I have not read 42 CFR 71.5683, but that's my guess.
Jesus Christ.
All right. There are three more of these, Kathy. You can do it.
I'm hanging on.
I'm going to crack my neck, my knuckles. And we're going in. Last three. 11. Keep pigs off of the federal grass.
What kind of pigs are we talking about?
Like
cops or animals?
Animals.
Some people call them pigs.
I know, but I don't think the federal jurisdiction would call them that. That's so...
I hope not, but you know.
It's so mean. It's a mean word. Okay. 18 U.S.C. 1857 makes it a federal crime to knowingly let pigs, cattle, horses, and other livestock enter a fenced-in area on public land where they might destroy the grass.
But we can have people storm the Capitol.
1 year behind bars. Well, those people are going to jail as well.
Yeah, just they saying. Are. Yeah, they are.
But the people who let the pigs and cattle and horses eat the grass are also going to jail.
Listen, I understand because my 1,000-pound son, yes. And yes, he is a horse. He's not a human.
I was going to say, which dog is that?
He can eat so much grass in less than 2 minutes.
Well, and that is one of their purposes on farms, right?
Yeah.
Is that you have free food on the ground for your animals.
Oh my God. I mean, he can devour grass like it's going out of style. He could mow your lawn.
They clear areas. Yeah, that is literally what they're supposed to do. One of the things that helps them and us is them eating all of the foliage. But also, if you take your horse to somewhere you don't own or aren't allowed to be, and you let it eat up all the grass, could throw you in the slammer. The hooscow, so to speak.
Oh, she's getting... See, we're throwing around slang. That's why when you said pigs, I don't call cops pigs, but they could have been talking about that.
Number 12, flashing the 4-H sign if you're not part of the gang. Meaning, okay, so you know what 4-H is, but we could talk about that in just 1 second. 18 USC 707.
I love the numbers.
Makes it a crime for people who are not associated with the 4-H youth organization to use or display the emblem, sign, insignia, or words, and you can go to jail for 6 months for that. 4-H is a youth organization where you get to show your cattle. Like if I have a prize pig, we tour and go to all of the different contests for animals, basically. Like raising a prized pig, raising a beautiful horse thing, and then you get to do the thing in competition. And in certain parts of America, that is a very like well-respected organization. And as a youth, you know, you learn how to take care of animals. You learn... how to compete. You learn how to take care of different, you know, it's competitive and all of that thing. It'd be a nice thing. So apparently there's people going around impersonating.
Clearly.
Being in 4-H. And I'm not exactly sure why that would be a crime, but I'm gonna guess that people snuck into that organization or snuck onto the tour or whatever and would get into these organizational, like these rodeos and different competitions and destroy or something, be somewhat destructive. But it's only 6 months in jail. So
only.
All right. Here's the last one. Number 13, taking a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone on a plane. So
what?
Emergency restriction prohibition order number FAA 2016-9288 makes it a federal crime to carry the Samsung Note 7 on a plane in any manner after a series of mishaps resulted in the phone blowing up and catching fire. Maximum sentence, 10 years in federal prison and up to $179,933 fine.
Why?
Because there were a series of mishaps resulted in the phone blowing up and catching on fire.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Well, if it catches on fire in the seat next to you,
That's still a personal problem.
On a plane? I feel like you'd give a shit. It would be bad. But here, 10, they don't want, they're not fucking around with the planes. 10 years in federal prison, 180 grand fine.
Jesus, why don't they just check them at security?
Get rid of your Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
Yeah, there's
people.
The trash. And there's a huge trash that says Samsung Galaxy. There's just a pile of them in there.
Yeah.
God, another one.
Well, thank you for that. I just wanted to share all of the numbers. That was really just about the numbers that I wanted to talk
about. That's hilarious.
I just love these. I just love the fact that we have all these laws on the books that are pretty ridiculous. You can see where a lot of them come from. Like, you can say, like, oh, somebody like must have fucked up a government lamp for that one. And, oh, you know, African rats, there must have been, so they must have carried some disease or something. And so now, you know, you can't bring the live ones. But who the fuck is bringing live rats on a plane anyway?
Disgusting.
Like, what are you doing?
Fucking gross.
Don't do that. All right. This has been an episode of Terror Talk. We thank you so much for listening. Appreciate
Get
you.
Get out of here.
Please follow us on our social media and consider being a patron if you would like to hang out more or just support the show. Really appreciate you. Thanks so much. This has been an episode of Terror Talk. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Kathy. Sleep safe, everyone.